Our guest today, Eli Steins, Boone Mayor. Good to have you here, Mayor.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we got through another council meeting, flying right along. First one in the month of November. You had a lot of different things that came up last
night. Yeah, we were changing gears pretty rapidly throughout the meeting. It was a lot of great information, a lot of topics covered.
We'll talk about debt and tax and TIF financing and everything else in a moment. But first of all, we did have a couple of other presentations there.
And yeah, let's start with the more exciting things. Yeah,
let's go with, first of all, we know who the Main Street director is.
The Main Street Board of Directors hired Holly Stecker to be the executive director for the Main Street. So it's downtown Boone.
Yep. Call it downtown Boone Main Street. Main Street city we are. And now, so everybody goes, well, what's next? Well, I said she's going to school.
Yes, there's a lot of training that happens. There's a visioning session tomorrow in Valley Junction with Indianola and us, the two new Main Street communities. So plan out for the future.
They've got plenty of things on their table today.
They do, so. Yep. And it's prioritizing and seeing what you can get done first.
All right. So congratulations to Holly. She'll be assuming those responsibilities. She said, it's kind of like one of those, you're expecting, all of a sudden you've got it, and now you got to start taking care of it.
Yep, rubber meets the road.
Yep. The other one, we did have Chris Blocker in to give a kind of little review on some of the tourism things in Boone County. And you had some, she was able to, we know the state numbers were pretty impressive.
Yes.
And she got a little bit of a breakdown, I think it was on how Boone County fared.
Yeah, so $25.9 million spending in tourism overall. And so there's a statewide firm that figures these numbers out, and they break it down, food and beverage, lodging, retail, recreation, transportation. And, our numbers, there's a lot going on for tourism in Boone County if you kind of sit down and think about it. And so when these state numbers came out, all of the news crews came to Chris and did, pieces in Boone County because of all of the things that we have, too. So we got a lot of exposure there.
Have another big one that'll be coming, too. BJ McGinn came back to let
you. We had an exciting announcement from Director McGinn. Formation of a Division II Women's Golf League, and they discussed having the first national tournament here in Boone.
So it'll be coming here. NJCAA Women's D2 National Tournament at Cedar Point.
At Cedar Point, and May 12th through the 16th, he said. And so it was great for them to work together, DMAC and Cedar Point, to bring that tournament to Boone.
So we get that. That'll be a lot of people in, and I'm sure not everybody's going to be able to stay in Boone.
Yes.
So they'll be working with a lot of the others. We'll find
plenty of other things for them to do while they're in town.
Yep, we've got all of that. In May? Yeah. What did he say? Get rail explorers. Go.
Yep, rail explorers.
We'll send them all out there.
Visit downtown. Absolutely.
Anyway, it'll be good. Now, if Mother Nature will cooperate with us, right?
Something we can't predict for sure.
We'll do that. Maggie Berger, Spear Financial. The city's worked with Spear Financial a number of years. Mm-hmm. Works with them for doing bond issues, keeping track of debt, tax increment financing, among others. And she gave your annual tax increment financing report. Really, it's basically just the overall debt. And she hits a lot of different categories in here. Everything from your general obligation bonds to your revenue bonds to your tax increment financing reimbursements, economic development things you're doing. Yep. And one thing she pointed out was you're not using your capacity or even the percentage that many cities set as a goal. You're being very conservative.
Yes, absolutely. Very conservative in the amount of debt that we carry. Obviously, we take 20% off the table for our statutory debt limit. Mm-hmm. And so we are about we have a 75% left of that.
Yeah. Pretty substantial.
Yeah. So almost no debt whatsoever against our debt.
She did point out to the council that you have to start thinking about a bond issue, general obligation bond,
so when we do projects, we do a revenue bond or a general obligation bond. So we'll have to decide what way to go when we have different rates involved and things like that for water and wastewater improvement.
Overall, bottom line, of course, this is a question you asked her because there's a lot of numbers flying
around. Yes, exactly.
There.
So what's the bottom line? How are we sitting? Very healthy financial and fiscal position in terms of debt and TIF.
So we're looking at that, and we have actually took some steps to be moving forward on a couple of other. Well, we have over the last couple of meetings, but you do have among other things coming up here, and one's going to be a development agreement with Hanson's and Gardner, and
yes.
Basically that's going to be the Oak Park subdivision, as I understand.
Yes, so an additional subdivision, single family homes. 53 single family homes, and you know, these are higher end homes. It'll be on that South Marion extension there, and so moving forward with the development agreement on that as well.
So that's going along actually fairly quickly.
Yeah, that has come together really quickly. They're great partners.
So again, this will be single family homes. People need to know about that.
Trying to get housing development across the spectrum.
Sure. Another part of that is you have to take action to redraw some boundaries.
Yes, when people move into those homes, they're going to need to vote, and so we have to redraw the boundaries for that as well.
We did that earlier for Villas at Fox Point.
We did.
So up on the north side, so that was in there. All right, one of the big ones, which is people have been talking about because we know we have some substantial improvements that we're looking at for both the water and wastewater plants. Mm-hmm. I call them waterworks and water environment. You already had been looking at improvements in the last, 5-6 years, I think you were taking a look at things that we needed to plan for.
Yes.
Now with DAISY, it kind of rolls it in together, and a lot of people think it's all being driven by DAISY.
This ball started rolling well before we had the announcement for DAISY. And in fact, you know, the existence of DAISY will help with the revenues that they will bring when they do start production. The timing is really great to get all of these improvements done so we can think about how do we set ourselves up really well for the future in our water and wastewater treatment so that citizens know that their water is clean and healthy and consistent, and we are following all the DNR requirements when we get rid of our wastewater as well.
Yeah, because it was probably about 6 years when Ag Certain really started to look at growth and development.
Yep.
Kind of actually said, do we have the capacity?
Exactly. So we did several studies when Ag Certain was looking at expanding, and it got us really thinking, where are we going to be industrial-wise in the future? Because that's the major driver of your wastewater usage. Mm-hmm. And to make sure that we had all of the necessary procedures and equipment so that we could handle that wastewater treatment.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize you were bypassed, I'm guessing, by maybe some companies that were looking to potentially locate here, but you didn't have capacity available.
That's correct. Yeah.
So we were pushing the boundaries.
Yep. We have to make sure that we stay within those DNR regulation limits. And so to be prepared for companies to come in and operate here will be a great thing.
Another one that's seeing some growth, and I know has visited with the utility committee, and that's critical materials.
Yeah, and we just got an announcement that they received a sizable grant from the federal government as well for the reclaiming the rare earth minerals.
Yeah,
it's a very important thing to do with all the technology that we try to recycle.
So that's something. Hey, Iowa State expertise. We'll use it.
This is really cutting edge stuff happening in Boone.
This is one of those where they started over there, and basically the old Gates Rubber location is where they're at right now, and TD Vibe, and this is what their specialty is. They come up with a way to do it a lot more, user and environmentally friendly.
Exactly. So there's not a lot more excess chemicals and things like that, and we're able to extract those rare earth minerals.
So Perry Jerzvik, giving a little update, I think probably the big thing to emphasize to people is plans for growth and development, water, wastewater. I mean, you're moving forward with those. The issue is going to be where we got a process to go through. So right now, engineering is working on it. Things need to be approved by the DNR.
Yep. I signed some paperwork to send over the DNR with our plans, and we have several studies that have to be done as well along the way. So there are a lot of steps in the process. And Perry talked about reducing the fees that SEH is going to charge on this process, too.
And they're still getting information, data, on from DAISY, what they might be disposing of.
Exactly. They have to give the levels and the amount of chemicals and things like that are going to be coming through that we have to treat.
There's a lot there. But, again, I know that staff has emphasized, these a lot of these are changes that you were already going to be looking at or
That's
were needed
correct.
Anyway.
Yep.
And I think back to people keep saying, well, they're the new plans. Well, they're not.
Yep.
30, I think we're pushing 30 years on the water environment.
Well, and if we keep doing the maintenance as necessary on those plants, they'll last a very, very long time. And I think that's something that's really responsible for us to do.
Even residential growth. People need to remember,
yes.
even residential growth pushes those limits, those permitting
yep.
limits. So
yep, absolutely.
We've got that. Well, we'll watch because there's going to be a lot coming forward yet on those. You got a lot of
decisions. There's a lot of work to do yep, on those.
Let's see. Let's talk about open burning.
Yeah, open burning. We had a burn ban for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Very dry weather, of course, everybody knows that. And we got some rain. The Chiefs lifted the burn ban at the end of last week. And so the discussion came up. Chief Adams just discussed, you know, that the burn ban was lifted. At the end of the meeting, Councilman Henson brought up, do we want to extend open burning, which normally would end on the 15th of November? Discussed extending it to the end of the month. Councilman Moorman expressed some concern about going through the holiday with mm-hmm. open burning and things like that. So they decided to end on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving,
the 27th.
Yes.
Because once it started raining,
it kept raining things are very, very wet. So please, you know, don't let your leaves smolder and things like that.
Yeah, always there are the guidelines that are
yes.
out there for them too. All right. Some of the other things that came up with the work that's going on, Andrea Quist, mm-hmm. Has put together some of the information, the assistant city administrator, but you are going to be getting grants,
yes.
block grants, and there's going to be things like that.
Yes.
And so she wanted to see, let's go out for a proposal and find somebody to work with on this.
Yeah, we want to find an expert for the CDBG block grants in order to help us secure those. And that's going to offset the costs that we're talking about on these water and wastewater improvements even more. So any amount of grant dollars we can get is a savings to all of the ratepayers on those systems.
So we do have that. Again, that's going to be... Well, a process because
yep.
it'll be the end of the month before they get the proposals.
Yep.
And there are certain companies out there that specialize
yep,
in this.
Absolutely. And there's a scoring process for who we'll hire and things
so
of that
we'll
nature.
We'll have that going on. And she is going to actually make the utility committee work.
Yeah, she voluntold the utility committee that they would be the hiring committee for that.
They'll be the ones that'll look through that because that's going to be in their neighborhood.
Yeah, they're working on that already, so they kind of know what to look for.
We do have an agreement between the city now and Main Street, and this
yep.
has to do, it's kind of a contract to kind of track your resources funds and
yep.
put somebody on their board.
That's correct. We will have those additionally for recipients of other grants as well that we haven't had in the past. The state auditor has been putting out the word that these contracts are necessary as a insurance policy, essentially, for public funds.
Gives you tracking tool.
Yep, and there's a way to recall the funds and things
sure.
like that or cancel the contract if things don't go the way they're specified.
From economic development side, I know they didn't have much to report last night, but Councilmember Moorman says there's a number of things that are coming up.
A couple of grants coming yeah. through, so I'll be excited to see the details on those.
And we also have some of the downtown incentive grants, too.
Mm-hmm.
So those and, again, busy committee. So this
yep.
is
that's good. It's good to have the economic development committee.
It's
busy.
Rare that they didn't have something
yeah.
to talk about,
yep,
too.
Absolutely.
Well, we do know the second consideration on an ordinance, don't feed the deer.
Yep, please don't feed the deer. Second ordinance passed on that, the second reading passed on that. So at the next meeting will be the third reading and it'll be enacted.
Again, that's just part of the issue that at least on the law enforcement side was it attracts
yep.
and they stay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, incidentally, as I was driving to the meeting last night, I almost hit a deer over on Division. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're not attracting them to different places. One of the resolutions in the consent agenda, actually, we didn't discuss, but Mike Cornelis came to me and said that there wasn't clarity on street tree planting.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a form available for folks to actually fill out to request planting a street tree. And so he and legal put that together, and that was in the resolutions, and that was passed. And so he will have a form
there
now.
There is now a process.
Yes. Yeah. And so if you want to discuss planting a street tree, you can contact the Parks Department and we can get that rolling for you.
We do know that, the law, it does say in our code what kind of trees can be planted there, but it doesn't give you a process to go through.
Exactly. So, you know, a little fee and you'll have to do locates and things like that. And it'll have to be approved because we have to look at exactly where they're going to be planted, what size they are, and things of that nature.
So again, that's all part of a little bit of a process. I know for a long time they just said no planting on the streets.
Yeah, we've lost so much canopy with the Emerald Ash Borer and with the derecho that I think it's time to slowly regenerate our canopy.
And just pay attention to where they are being planted.
Exactly.
How big they will get.
Yes, exactly. That's very important.
I know that coming up on Thursday, well, they didn't talk about it last night, but we have a chili feed for Shop of the Cop.
Yes.
Yep. That'll be on Thursday evening, Hy-Vee.
Yep. And stop by.
People can, they'll be served. Hy-Vee cooks it, folks.
But, your dinner will be taken care of by Hy-Vee and the police department. The police department will serve it, right?
Yeah, so. They serve it and kind of bust the tables and things.
Yep,
so
yep.
They'll be on hand for that. Otherwise, I think most everything else has been going along pretty smoothly so far.
Yep, and CIP, you'll be there on Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Which is, folks, this is the capital improvement plan, basically. The 5-year
roadmap, essentially.
Always under construction, if you will.
Yeah.
Because, and for people that don't know, in the past, and you've seen it before too, people talk about how much could you spend on all your projects.
Right.
And it's in excess of $30
million. Yep. Over the course of 5 years. Yep. Absolutely.
So, again.
Different funding sources, of course, for all those.
But the big thing is you don't do it all at once.
Nope.
You plan. You got to plan and stage it. And
absolutely.
Move forward. So, again, that'll be interesting to see that. That's coming up, and, we'll get that. And the council does get the final draft or recommendation, and then they will adopt it. And it helps you with all your budget because we're not far away. Department heads already got to be talking budgets right now.
So. Yep. Yeah, in terms of that, too, we have a meeting on the 21st, public meeting, kind of recapping for the public what's going on with the city, you know, the different projects we're working on, and then getting feedback from the attendees on where they would like us to go and things that are on their minds so that when we go into our goal-setting session in December, council, we'll have some ideas of what the citizens are thinking.
What they'd like to see and areas to work on. We do know the other one that's going to be done maybe next week, it looks like. The median down on South Lynn Street on Highway 30.
The DOT has signs out, so they should be able to do that relatively quickly.
So that is going to be one of the many things that are going to be happening. Pay attention when you're driving.
Yep.
And
yep,
use your turn signals in Boone. So, otherwise, people need to go out and vote till 8 o'clock tonight.
Election day, go out and vote. Get your voice heard. And, one more thing, the Boone Area Veterans Center. On November 12th.
Didn't know if we were going to let folks know about that, too. But, yes, down here, what is it? It's on
9:30 right across the street from the police station.
Yep. And right across the street from 6th Street Underground.
Exactly. Yep.
If you're down in that area, it's going to be the formal ribbon cutting for the demolition and everything that's going
demolition
on.
Cutting, so, yep.
Demolition cutting. We're going to, but this part of it from the city standpoint, it is over Honey Creek. They really want to get that part taken down.
Yep.
But obviously, the Veterans Center, they would love to really move ahead and get going with this, too.
Exciting project. I'm happy to be a part of it.
All right. That's coming up on 12th.
On the 12th, day after Veterans Day.
Got it. Eli Steins, Boone Mayor, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.